International relations and security expert Rabat Ibrahim says the Panama exposure has brought to the fore the malfeasance in transactions where government officials and their associates stash away millions or billions of dollars to foreign banks for personal use. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Ibrahim described the situation as sad and asked the UN to set in motion a system to openly sanction those involved in the syndicate. He bemoaned the situation where a lot of innocent people are left to wallow in poverty while a few enjoy the booty.
The Panama expose that has come to be christened the Panama Papers gives us an opening into shady financial transactions that take place from across the global banking system. Countries are capitalist and therefore they believe in a free market. In the bid to export the philosophy of democracy, the rich find a lacuna in the capitalist to stash away millions of dollars in foreign accounts so that they are not held accountable. And therefore, I think the international community should set in motion a process to ensure that there are punitive measures for such people who leave their masses wallowing in penury and abject poverty while they stash away millions of dollars. The international community has come out with the idea of the ICC, the International Criminal Court, which serves the purpose of holding world leaders accountable for atrocious acts of genocide, mass killing, massacres, etc. The IMF should also have a parallel punitive deterrent and regulatory body that would hold such leaders accountable and charge them with money laundering. Because when you open shell companies abroad, companies that in earnest do not exist, and you evade taxes in your own jurisdiction only to stash away millions of dollars abroad, then you are depriving your country of the much needed liquid capital to make sure the wheels of prosperity and economic development would grind naturally.